Venerable Geshe-la said the following when he was teaching on New Eight Steps to Happiness in 2004. We need to go practically against the self-cherishing mind. It's beautiful. We need to go practically against it, like, no, 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 I'm not doing that, I'm doing this. We need to go against the self-cherishing view, the view believing I am precious and important, my happiness, my problems matter most. We should make other people happy. That's the life of a Kadampa. So if we're wondering, what should I do today? What am I going to do today? Make others happy. Fantastic. So simple. So these instructions teach us how. We should make other people happy, whoever we meet, whoever we associate with. Maybe you're thinking, can't I just do it with abstract living beings and save the people that I associate with till I've got a bit more experience? No, we do it the other way around. We start with the people that we associate with. We should make other people, whoever we meet or associate with, happy. We should develop familiarity with this activity by doing it every day. So when you wake up, you think to yourself, what do I have to do today? Make others happy. That's the mind of a Kadampa training in the Bodhisattva's way of life. Whoever we meet, it doesn't say except so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so. It says, Geshe-la says, whoever we meet, whoever we talk to, whoever we see, whoever we associate with, try to make them all happy. And the question comes, how am I going to do that? So, as Geshe-la always does, he knows that question's coming. Like you think, okay, that's a great idea. How do I do it? So the answer is amazing. It's in the verses. Here is a simple method that anyone can do. Whenever we meet someone, including our friends and other people, we can always talk nicely to them. So there's a practice for our whole life. Whoever we meet, talk nicely. We're going to become quite quiet. If we can't talk nicely, I don't mean pretend nicely, I mean really nicely, because you believe, view all living beings as our father and mother, and love them as if they were their child. Talk nicely. Let's use our speech in a beneficial way. That's a Kadampa, a Kadampa's way of using their speech. So this is the simple method. Whoever we meet, talk nicely to them. Whenever you are communicating with other people, talk nicely, talk kindly. Amazing. You know, this is how Kadam Dharma is going to flourish in the world. This is how. You know, often we wonder, how can we make it flourish? We love these teachings. We want to flourish more and more because it's changed our life irreversibly for the better. It's our example that affects people. So if everyone you meet regularly in the shops nearby, the places that you go every day, you talk nicely and kindly, it will be noticed. Talk nicely, talk kindly, and show your smiling face. So what a lovely practice for today. We view all living beings as our father or mother, love them as if we were their child. And when we're talking, we talk nicely, kindly, and we show our smiling face. There's a huge difference between what we call a false smile, which people are taught to use, for example, in the service industries, and a smile. It's almost not there because it's coming from genuine love and it reflects in the whole of your face, not just the smile. It reflects in your eyes. So this is the simple method to erode our self-cherishing. Whoever we meet, communicate with, talk nicely, talk kindly, show your smiling face. We should try to respect others and give them love. So we're going to learn more about this. Talk to them with good speech. Speech which is beneficial for them. In any way that helps them. In this way, we can make others happy at any time, physically or verbally. So we learned yesterday that our intention is to serve. We follow our precious root guru and we're training our mind, in particular, increasing our intention to be of real service, to be of service to others. Our intention to be of service. That's the life of a Kadampa. So therefore, if we have a mind intending to serve, which means we're respecting others, naturally our body and speech will follow that mind because our physical and verbal actions are determined by what we're thinking. So not the other way round. So try to respect them, give them love, talk to them with good speech, which is beneficial. Any possibility to help them. In this way, we make others happy at any time, physically or verbally. At least show good behavior and respect. Talking respectfully, peacefully, gently. So this is a beautiful list. We've got this list of how to speak. So Geshe-la says, we talk nicely, kindly, with respect, giving love, peacefully, gently. You know, that's how we would love to be spoken to. So we're exchanging self with others and using our speech in the way we would love others to speak to us, kindly, gently, beneficially. It's beautiful. And as Geshe-la says, it's a simple method. We're eroding our self-cherishing. Whenever we talk, our discrimination should be a little bit concerning others' point of view. So we're coming down the mountain of self, up the mountain of others, and speaking, discriminating the importance of their point of view, not just from our point of view. And then Geshe-la says, this makes them happy. Like, what would you like? Where would you like to go? You tell me what you think. Like that. That makes people happy. We dedicate our jobs and any kind of daily activity for the benefit of all living beings, to flourish Buddha Dharma and Dharma centers, which gives immense ultimate benefit for living beings. Whenever we are engaging in all these actions, we are helping others practically. So we are going against this evil spirit of our self-cherishing mind practically. We're going against it. Speak kindly. So you may find yourself about to speak, and it's not kind at all, so you don't. You're like ready to speak, and then you don't. There'll be a lot of that happening. Self-cherishing always encourages us to work for our own purpose, to make ourselves happy and neglect others. Now we are helping others, so we are acting against the self-cherishing view practically. By doing this practice continually, day by day, with our daily activities, our self-cherishing view will naturally become weaker and weaker and weaker. It will reduce. And Geshe-la gives us encouragement. You can do like this. It couldn't be simpler, could it? It's like speak kindly, nicely, with a smiling face and a loving mind like this. Beautiful. Say things that are helpful for others to hear. So also we need to accept difficulties. This goes against our self-cherishing mind, which we've learned already. So elsewhere, Venerable Geshe-la has said, principally, we should show a good example. Have a happy mind, be kind, respect others, and have a smiling face. And then this is amazing. Geshe-la says, so if we do this, we show a good example, we keep a happy mind, we're kind to others, we respect them, and we show a smiling face, what will happen? So this is to our family, the people we associate with every day. Then they will understand our way of life has a different meaning. Our Buddhist way of life is different from others. So I'll just say this again. Principally, we should show a good example, have a happy mind, be kind, and respect others. Keep a smiling face. Then, so this is the people we live with and associate with every day, let alone others. Then they will understand our life has a different meaning. Our life has a different meaning. And our Buddhist way of life is different from others. So, this is already happening in many of our families, even though initially some of our choices were perhaps a little strange. Our families began to appreciate over time that we were changing for the better, more considerate, more loving, more respectful, more kind, more wise, and they understood from our example, we're not necessarily saying anything about Buddhism, we're just saying things that are beneficial for them. They could see, understand, our life has a different meaning, our Buddhist way of life is different from others. So this is showing the value of Kadam Dharma through our example. Showing the value of Kadam Dharma, its richness, its wealth, its purpose, its effectiveness, through our example. That's what our family get to see, and what the people we meet every day get to see. It's very beautiful.